The government has unveiled a 25-year plan to stop domestic and sexual violence, but those at the coalface say now is the time for the real mahi to ensure this isn't just lip service. The strategy promises to bring agencies together to make long-term change, but the opposition says the government could be doing more to immediately respond to the increased need due to COVID-19. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
The government spends $1.5 to $2 billion every year on the consequences of family and sexual violence, but as Shine's Rachel Kane explains, the human cost is far greater.
Some people may feel like they have to leave their community, leave their house, leave their home. They may be forced to leave their jobs, and then the impact of not having an income, not being surrounded by their friends and family.
And the stats also paint a somber picture. Last year, there were 165,000 family violence investigations recorded by the police. Young people exposed to such violence are twice as likely to attempt suicide. Over 12 months, almost 168,000 sexual assault incidents happened in this country. Almost half of victims were between 15 and 29 years old. And Rachel Kane says the severity and complexity of cases has worsened since the start of the pandemic.
So, for example, one of the key tactics of family violence is isolation, cutting people off from their friends and family and from those support. Of course, lockdown makes that worse. Lockdown assists that isolation.
Today, the government announced a 25-year strategy, which will bring 10 agencies together for a collective response, something those on the front line have long been advocating for. Women are three times as likely as men to experience intimate partner violence, and Wahine Māori are more likely to be impacted by violence than any other ethnicity. Earlier in the year, the Auditor General expressed his concerns about how the joint venture would work with Māori. But the Minister Marama Davidson says Te Tiriti o Waitangi, Mātauranga Māori and whānau are central to the strategy, thanks to a Tangata Whenua Advisory Group.
The Tangata Whenua Advisory Group will provide independent advice directly to me as the lead minister.
Women's Refuges Ange Jury says time will tell if the strategy will work.
Much of the next year is going to be about fleshing out exactly how some of that's going to happen, working out the governance arrangements, working out the timings, working out the money, all those sorts of things. But look, it's a good start, but it is only a start, and I think we need to recognise that.
National spokesperson Louise Upston was sceptical of it bringing about real change at the speed it's needed.
I think if most New Zealanders read it, they'd be like, what does this mean? What does this mean in terms of what the services are in my neighbourhood? What does it mean if I'm in crisis and I need to leave? Where am I going to live?
She reckons it would be better to focus on the police's integrated safety response model and improving measuring the reporting of harm to children. But Marama Davidson pushed back that work wasn't happening fast enough.
We have lacked action for decades for successive governments. We finally have a strategy and an action plan. 40 actions in it. Some of them, most of them have already started.
But everyone is in agreement. This national crisis isn't going away anytime soon.